This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Domestic violence is one of the biggest issues we face as a nation. That's according to the former New South Wales Police Commissioner, Andrew Scipione. He's now the chairman of Georges River Life Care, a charity that helps disadvantaged and at-risk people in the Georges River area. On April 17, they're holding a Sleeping Rough event to raise funds and awareness for those affected by domestic violence. Andrew Scipione is with us to tell us more. Good morning.
Good morning, Katria.
Now, in your many years of police work, you must have been exposed to people facing all sorts of struggles. Why is domestic violence particularly a cause close to your heart?
Yes, Katrina, look, you're right. I saw that the very worst that people can do to each other and the very best that people can do for each other. But this particularly was a crime, and domestic violence is a crime. Let's make no mistake about that. This was a crime that can affect everyone. It doesn't matter where you're from, what your postcode is, what you earn, what your status in society is. The reality is domestic violence is the single biggest underreported crime that we have. And in reality, it's probably one of the crimes that takes its toll the most. When we lose one woman per week murdered to domestic violence, we know we've got a problem.
Yeah. What kind of impact does domestic violence have on families and individuals in your area?
Well, look, incredibly impacting. And it doesn't matter, as I say, what area, but let's just talk about the St. George District where I'm from. You know, the reality is it's not just the victim, the terrible impact in a physical sense. It's the family, it's the children, it's the loved ones. It's the neighbours. It's the offender. You know, if the offender is arrested, they go before a court, they'll go to jail if it's serious enough. And then it goes on from there. It's the problems that are associated with it, the children later on developing their own problems. And, you know, unfortunately for some children, they see this as the way that they should behave generations later when they marry. So this has not just an immediate impact, it has a long-term impact. And it's something that really is best described as a scourge.
Yeah. What's the link, too, between domestic violence and homelessness? Is domestic violence a big cause of homelessness?
Katrina, if I was to tell you that domestic violence is the single biggest reason why women and children sleep rough, that is, they have no home, they're homeless, and I'm not talking about necessarily going and sleeping just in the neighbour's house. These are women and children predominantly, not always, but predominantly, that are living in parks, on park benches, in cars. You know, can you imagine being a mum? You're a mum. Having to get the kids ready, having to give them some breakfast, get them dressed, get them to school just to get their day started, and doing it all from a car because you can't go home?
No, you can't really even imagine it.
Katrina, we're better than that. We're Australians. We're better than that. And that's why we're sleeping rough, to make sure that we try and let as many people know that this is a problem and to try and raise some money so that we can get something and do something for these people that need help. They need help.
Yeah. Well, tell us a bit about the event, the Sleeping Rough fundraiser. What's involved in that event?
Okay. Look, Sleeping Rough is simply a chance for us to get together. It's now in its fifth year. We invite people just to come and join us and do it tough and do it rough for a night. Just give up the comforts of home. And when I think about it, you know, I can roll over in bed and you know, feel that, you know, it's wonderful to have this roof over my head. But as I say, there are many, many women out there tonight that won't have that comfort. So we actually come together. We actually said, we asked people to bring their friends and families to sponsor those that will sleep. So there's a number of people that will sleep rough. The money that's raised will go towards services that we provide, such as counselling and legal support, which is so important. And then there's emergency relief and a whole lot more, food hampers. So we actually invest back into these people with a view to trying to make their life better and to help them get over this. Because whilst this is a terrible crime that you know, is the reason why so many people are homeless, it's also one of the crimes that people just will not report. They won't report it to the police because there's so much at risk. They don't want to be homeless. They don't want to have their children at risk of being taken by facts. They don't want to have a situation where they don't have any money. There is nothing that they can do. Because often when women and children leave these sort of terrible environments, when there's the event that's caused them to sort of ring the police, they'll leave with what they stand in. They don't have anything else.
Yeah. So, look, that raises a couple of questions for me. One is, you know, what does it take to then circuit break that link between domestic violence and homelessness? Yeah. You know, what kind of services, what kind of help do people need?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, they need somewhere to shelter. Can you imagine on a rainy night that we've had over the recent couple of days being, for some reason, moved out of your house with the kids, and what you stand in is what you've got? You need somewhere that you can stop the rain hitting your head. You need somewhere that you can call home, if you like, for a night or for a week or for a month or for as long as it takes. It needs to be safe. You need somewhere safe that you can go to where you can provide, that is, food and general bedding. So there are these emergency sort of response arrangements that we need to get into place. Mm-hmm. And then there's the longer term. There is the counselling, or in fact, if need be, there's a process that needs to be gone through at law. If people have committed crimes, we need to get that resolved. At the end of the day, though, probably the most important thing that needs to happen is we need to train up a generation of young boys to not do this in the future. We need them to be men that realise that we need to protect our women and our children, not hurt them.
Do you think that's happening?
Look, that's going to be a really, really hard slog. Mm. But the fact that we're talking about it today is a good thing. And the fact that we can bring so much attention to it is really, really important.
Yeah.
So, you know, events like that we're running, which, as I said, this is the fifth time we've done it, this is as much about bringing attention to the problem as it is helping financially. And, you know, the reason why we often need money is because we do have to provide for them, those that need help, immediately. And that can only come if you've got the resource to do it. And I know I used to talk to many people in my time as a police commissioner, particularly at the end when businesses would say, well, you know, I'd like to do something, but what can I do? And you know, I used to say, well, look, if you've got the resource, there are willing people out there that will administer it, they'll steward it in a really responsible way in order to make sure that those that need help get help. So, you know, if you can't do it because you're a businessman or you're so busy that you're not able to sort of physically get there, then, you know, you can talk to organisations like ours and say, well, you can help by looking after this money so that those that do need it can get the assistance. And that's what particularly the Georges River Life Care group that I'm part of, they do that so well. And it's such a blessing to see how they administer this. And for that reason, I was very, very happy to get involved.
Yeah, well, they're obviously very fortunate to have you, because these are exactly the sort of people that you can speak to. So people listening now, obviously they can come and do the sleep out if they're able to do that.
Come and sleep out with us, or if you can't sleep out, ring us, talk to us, email us. You can sponsor us.
Yep.
If you're a businessman or a woman out there and you want to do something corporately, contact us. You can sponsor, and the money that goes in there will go straight to those people that need it. Trust me, they do a great job. The night will actually kick off with an incredible three-course dinner. When Club Rivers down at Riverwood, they've been there with us from the very beginning. They will certainly turn on a great meal, and then we will join together, we'll sleep. The local member was there. We had Mark Cure with us there last year. The mayor's come down and spoke to us last year. So it's a really good event. It's happening in the school holidays. It's the 17th of April. We have a lot of people there with their kids. Parents bring their children. So it's a great event, but it's one that, you know, we will only make this work if we can get community to work with us, and that's why we're reaching out through shows like yours, Katrina.
Yeah, thank you. That's great. All right, so that's April 17th, the Sleeping Rough event. You can get along to the dinner for just $40 per person. You can participate in the sleep out. You can sponsor someone, or you can just get in touch about getting involved in a more ongoing way. Thank you so much for telling us all about it, Andrew Scipione.
Absolutely. Look, it's been a pleasure, and thanks again to Hope for your support.
Not at all. It's Andrew Scipione. He's the former New South Wales Police Commissioner. He is the chair of Georges River Life Care. And this event is coming up on the 17th of April. Find out more at their website. It's grlifecare.org.au.
Right. Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.